The people in the team are the most important part of House, and trying to keep everybody on the up, optimistic, working together, pulling each other through. And I'm sure we'll do that on our trip.
This is the In-House Podcast with Murray Henderson and Jim Webster.
Hello everyone, I'm Murray Henderson, founder of House Architects. I'm here today with my co-founder Jim Webster, and this is our very first podcast. Welcome, Jim.
Great to be here. As you know, this is our first one, so today we want to talk about our upcoming charity ride from Glasgow to Berlin. And Murray, can you tell us a bit more about the ride and what we're planning to do?
Well, let's be honest, it was probably follows the same theme from when the practice started. It was a discussion over a pint, and they usually end up in something that causes us a little bit more activity than we planned. So Berlin is where we first set up House, I suppose. The idea was conceived, a boozy weekend in 2012. And we were in a bar called House. And the idea behind the 10 years was really just to try and go back there, take a bit of time and reflection on what we have achieved, what we've yet still to achieve. But obviously, being a keen cyclist yourself, Jim, you've done all the hard work. You've mapped it out. Do you want to chat us through a little bit about the route and what's involved?
Apart from revisiting the scene of the crime where we decided to set up the practice, the journey itself is just going to be about 1,000 kilometres, which in itself looks quite daunting. Broken it down over 8 days, where we ride effectively over a couple of days to Newcastle, get the ferry over to Amsterdam, and then over the following 6 days is really just visit some really interesting towns and places way up to Berlin. But as well as doing the ride, it's also a chance for you and I to have a catch-up and reflect on what we've achieved over the last 10 years and what we want to hopefully achieve over the next 10 years. Have a bit of a laugh, see some places, meet some interesting people, and just have a good time. I'm sure we'll be okay.
And that will be fine. We'll keep each other going. I suppose that's the nice thing about the nature of the team that we've created. There's always a bit of camaraderie, and each of us will have our moments when we're toiling, we're struggling a little bit, and we'll pull each other along. I think that's probably, in context of the practice, it's been a bit of the mantra culture that we've tried to create throughout is about teamwork. It's often cliched, it's said too much, but in reality, the people in the team are the most important part of House, and trying to keep everybody on the up, optimistic, working together, pulling each other through difficult challenges, and I'm sure we'll do that on our trip. As you said, we'll get a chance to think about all the things that have gone well over the last 10 years. We'll probably also get a chance to reflect on some of the things we might have changed or looked at a bit differently. At this moment in time, is there anything that kind of pops into your head that, burning ambitions that we've got over the course of the next 5-10 years, that as we look forward with House, that we're going to hatch a plan on?
When we first set up, we always had the view that everything was possible. And I think the realities of setting up a studio that an ambition in terms of quality and what projects we wanted to work on, in a way, partly kind of blunted that. But I think one of the things you and I spoke about early doors was setting up a studio in New York. And then also we've had a chat about maybe setting up something in London. And I think it's those two kind of two locations that hold probably the greatest interest and opportunity to do something interesting. We set up the studio with a view that we could work across the UK, based in Glasgow, because that was the city that you and I chose to live in and wanted to be in with our families. And I think it's then actually what potential do these places bring to actually take the practice to a different level and just meet some more interesting people and get involved in interesting projects?
Over the course of the 10 years we've been together, we've probably never taken ourselves too seriously, and we've probably never taken too many things that seriously. Hence the kind of burning ambitions to look at further and further afield. You and I, through our career prior to House, have always got a bit itchy when things get too much or too similar to the year before or the years before. So we're always going to look for that something that's different. I suppose the important thing is that we've probably learned the hard way that sometimes you can't just fly by the seat of your pants. There has to be a bit more structure and infrastructure to support those ambitions. I think we're in a good place with a lot of that now. The strength of the team, the depth in the team, and the attitude towards new opportunity is growing. The culture that supports that is really strong. What location we find ourselves in, I suppose, is a big part of what's going on in the world will affect that. We've always looked at New York following a couple of trips that we've made in the past out there. And then, as you say, we've found ourselves so busy back here in Scotland that it's been tough to make the leap. But I think we're probably finding a bit more time in our day-to-day that allows us to think about that a little bit more and focus a little bit more on what that opportunity might mean. The hardest bit is finding that first project, isn't it? It's thinking about the route to New York, and it's perhaps competition. It's perhaps throwing ourselves into something we've not done before and testing ourselves against a slightly different crowd.
But, you know, when we started, there was four of us in a rented studio of landscape architect, and ultimately it's about a client who trusts you, because Moda effectively commissioned us to do Angel Gardens when we had no infrastructure.
Well, it's incredible to think that at the time they were, you know, three guys. We were, as you say, four. And now they've grown to, 150 staff and a significant number of projects across the UK. That's a good example of just building trust with clients.
But rather than focusing on that, we should probably get back on track. As you know, that I've been cycling now for a few years and obviously taking more time out of the studio than I probably should have. How have you found getting ready for the Berlin trip? Because it is quite a big undertaking, and especially the impact it has on the body over consecutive days over such a long distance.
Well, the first thing to say is probably you finally realise you're in your 40s. I've always considered myself pretty fit, but it has taken its toll. And I think it's probably tougher because, let's be honest, work, being an architect is intense. As you know, our day-to-day is pretty intense. So trying to find the time outside of that in itself to... Like, cycling's not a short endeavour. So, I mean, each of our days on a bike are going to be 6-7 hours. So trying to get training in that's comparable to that is pretty tough going. So, as you know, we've brought in the assistance of James Appleton at Restrive to give us a bit of nutrition and body conditioning coaching, which has been very good and helped to certainly lose some pounds to support the strength that's been needed. But trying to balance, I suppose, work. I've got a young family, two young boys. It's now their turn to enjoy their sports, so most weekends is filling that in. So I'm usually away at 5:30 in the morning for a 3-4-5 hour cycle, so I can get back not to ruin the day and then try not to fire in too many calories to keep the weight back off. So it has been pretty tough. I probably underestimated how tough that would be, being frank about it. I think I had that similar to when we started. It was probably a bit of a, oh, this will be fine. I'll just throw myself into it, it'll be all right. But it has been pretty tough. It's tiring. And then I had a bit of a fall a couple of weeks ago, which I suppose in some ways was probably a good thing. I think I was getting to a point where I was probably getting a little bit too cocky on the bike. I had some gains. I was enjoying it. My times were getting better. I was feeling stronger. And it was probably a good time to come off because I didn't really do any significant damage. I probably just got a good lesson that it's quite a dangerous sport. Recent news articles about, unfortunately, deaths in professional tour races highlight that, I suppose. So I didn't really think it was as dangerous as that. Coming off has helped me understand that. Not to the point that it stopped me wanting to try and keep getting better, but it just made me more conscious and more responsible, I suppose, on the bike. But you having been on it for as long yourself now, you know, you took it up 4 or 5 years ago, as you say, and as much it was about health, you know, the big changes in your life are massive on the back of cycling for a number of reasons, not just health and physical.
Totally. I mean, it's been quite transformational for me in terms of, unfortunately, I can't say I'm in my 40s anymore, I'm in my 50s. But actually, I found cycling, as I say, I described it as transformational, and that's probably sounds a wee bit, what's he talking about? But actually, on a number of levels, it's sort of fitness is one thing, but also just that ability to go out and challenge yourself and do longer and longer distances. And also, you meet some really great people. And the way that, and the camaraderie that exists between cyclists, and especially if you undertake a long event together. I took part in a cycle from London up to Glasgow as part of COP26. And camaraderie of within the group that developed on that ride was quite striking, and I still keep in contact with all the people who did that journey together.
Well, I'm going to bring it back a wee bit because obviously fitness, social aspects are important just in general well-being. I think the big difference I've certainly found beyond anything else is that my fitness being better, my general health being better, I feel a bit sharper in the office. I feel generally on top of things more. Is that something you share?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I've been cycling, that I can now see the benefits of losing some timber and being lighter. it's been interesting to how I now feel fitter now than I ever have done in my adult life. And that is directly a product of two things. It's cycling, but also positive life changes that have resulted from us setting up the practice, that we've managed to set up a good, welcoming, enjoyable culture that allows us to work the way we want. We work hard, we work long hours, but it's still great fun. And then through cycling is that ability to actually get fitter and enjoy life.
Well, I used to read lots of autobiographies, sports people, athletes, successful people, and they would always talk about their day where they woke at four, they went straight to the gym, they did this routine, then they came back, they started work, you know, did their hours, went and did some more training. And I would read them and be pretty sceptical and thought, that's just to sell books. But I think I probably started to find myself falling into that category where my days are longer, but I feel better for it, bizarrely. Like, having young kids, you're always up pretty early, but that's got a couple of hours earlier again because trying to get the fitness in, the training in, is before anyone else is up. So your day's already started, you're already thinking. And those thoughts are not just about family life, they can be work-related, about anything, personal development. But days have extended themselves. I sleep less, but feel better. And I certainly feel that the benefits of that in the office. I think the team would probably hopefully support us in saying they see a benefit in our engagement with them, because I think sometimes when you're less fit, more tired, our kind of openness to engage on all subjects is maybe not deliberately, just unconsciously affected by not being as fit and healthy and feeling well. I certainly feel a difference in that, and I think there's a bounce in the office, there's a bounce in the studio at the moment where everybody seems engaged and excited by the work that we've got. So whilst we started this as an idea for, in all honesty, having a bit of a chin wag on the back of the bike for 8 days and getting away, there's probably been a whole host of benefits that not just us, our family and others are starting to see come to fruition.
I totally agree. I think one of the things that's been really nice for me to see how much positive reaction has been to us doing this ride. Published it on various social media platforms in terms of LinkedIn and just word of mouth, and it's just seeing the response from friends, consultants, clients has been quite overwhelming at times. And in fact, that we've set ourselves a challenge to raise £10,000 for the Marie Trust, and we're already a great way on to achieving that. And a lot of that was raised in the first couple of weeks from actually just telling people we're going to do this. And then when we were looking for some clients to sponsor the jerseys we're having designed for it, just how quickly people come back agreeing to it. And in fact, I spoke to one of our clients who was just saying, yeah, they're happy to sponsor us, but I had to tell them that it's too late. We've already had to commit to others, and the jerseys are in manufacture. So yeah, it's been great, and it's been great to talk to people about it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I've been pretty surprised by the reaction to it. I felt that we were just going on a bike ride, but I think the fact that we're also supporting what is ultimately an epidemic and across the world at the moment in homelessness, we're only going to make a small gesture. But I suppose it's important for us just to remind everybody that we're heading off on our cycle on the 28th of July. We leave Friday 28th. I'm not looking too forward to that because I'm just back from a 2-week holiday in Mexico, which wasn't the best timing. But 28th of July, we are travelling for 8 days, so we'll arrive in Berlin on the 7th. There's lots of information on our website, across our social media platforms. And Jim, I think there's an option for a few people to join us on that first leg.
Yeah, there's already a couple of people have asked whether they can join us in the first leg from Glasgow down to Gretna. So yeah, we welcome that opportunity for people to come and join us. The more the merrier. More people that come and join us, it'll be easier for us. It'd be great to share the journey or part of the journey with like-minded people.
I've actually got a couple of mates that want to join us, but they're worried about their fitness. But at the end of the day, they don't actually have to keep up with us. They can just slope off in the distance if we're not managing. But thanks everybody for listening. Hopefully we will catch up with you all soon, and we'll feed back on how the trip went.